The state legislature began interviewing candidates yesterday to replace Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Schneiderman resigned last week in a domestic violence scandal. Up first in the interview process was the current acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood, who was the favorite to win the appointment. More from our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
I think it's an understatement to say that none of us expected to be sitting here today for this purpose, but we are here after deeply disturbing allegations that stunned me and many others.
Barbara Underwood was New York's Solicitor General until May 8th when Schneiderman resigned after he was accused of assaulting four women in acts that included hitting, slapping, and choking. Schneiderman denies the allegations. Underwood says she views herself as a competent caretaker who would provide continuity in the Attorney General's office, and she says she would pursue policies and cases now in motion, including over 100 lawsuits that Schneiderman filed against President Trump and his administration. But she made clear that she has no political ambitions and will not run for attorney general.
I am not a politician. Some people joke that the National Association of Attorneys General, NAG, is also the National Association of Aspiring Governors. There's some truth to that, but I can assure you that's not who I am.
Underwood, speaking to reporters afterward, says she thinks the hundreds of attorneys who work in the AG's office were reassured by her quick assumption of the post of acting attorney general just one day after the accusations against Schneiderman were made public in the New Yorker magazine. She says it's been a busy week, and she considers it a great challenge during what she says is an important time in the country.
I'm trying to do everything. I'm not sleeping very much.
Republicans who lead the state Senate favor Underwood, as does Governor Andrew Cuomo. Several newspaper editorials have voiced support for her. Although the state constitution says the legislature appoints a successor when the attorney general's post is vacant, in reality, it's the Democrats who lead the assembly who make the decision. That's because with over 100 members, they have the largest faction in both houses. Assembly Codes Committee Chair Joe Lentol, the highest-ranking Assembly Democrat at the public interviews, could not say whether Underwood would ultimately be chosen to fill the job. He says he and his colleagues take their constitutional duties seriously and won't be pressured by the opinions of others.
There are a lot of people, including chief executives and the press, who think that we should just not bother with our responsibility. But we believe that we have a constitutional power and right to do this. And as a matter of fact, I think the framers of the Constitution were smarter than we were to allow us to provide the checks and balances against the executive branch that are necessary to be done in the state of New York.
There's also a tight timetable for choosing a successor. On May 21st, the state Republican and Democratic conventions begin. Several candidates who chose not to go through the legislature's appointment process are expected to compete for their party's nomination to run for attorney general. They include Hudson Valley Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney and New York City public advocate Tish James. Assemblyman Lentol says he can't commit to appointing the AG's successor before the political conventions begin. He says his committee will make its recommendation to the Assembly Speaker, and then the full legislature will have a chance to vote on it.
I'm not making that statement as though I were to know anything. I just think it's difficult for it to occur.
11 others are also asking to be named interim attorney general. Among those interviewed Tuesday, assembly members Tom Albanati and Danny O'Donnell, and former Congresswoman and New York City Comptroller Elizabeth Holtzman. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.